The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Castia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day today. I know I am, and I'm excited about our guest today. As you know, I am a life and business transformational success coach, a number one international best-selling author, an award-winning inspirational speaker, and a humanitarian. And I love illuminating, educating, and inspiring, empowering, and igniting people to find and embrace their purpose and live their highest vision and forge a strong foundation so you too can soar to success. I am so excited about our guest today, Donna Tashjian. She is a founder of Vibrant Living International, a non-for-profit organization. She is a life mastery coach, an ordained minister, a podcaster, and a sister author. She helps bring accelerated transformation to people across the world. She empowers you to master life, spirit, soul, and body. A lot of symbolism there, a lot of synergy there with both of us. Donna has been speaking and coaching for over 25 years. She actually has developed powerful programs and workshops to help you through life's transition and pain to achieve your goals and dreams. And she also produces a podcast called You Were Designed for Greatness. Indeed, we all are, and has written 3 books. Her client says she has a knack for turning fear into excitement and exposing lies so the truth can shine through. Sister, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. We do have a lot of similarity, Lori. Thank you for having me here today. It's a pleasure.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you on. I'm loving it. And I bring other coaches on just to give a little like twist and turn and different approaches and give our listeners an opportunity to find out what's out there. And you are unbelievably vibrant, like your website, ivibrantliving.com. But I want to just jump in to just get our feet wet. And how do we live vibrantly?
The easiest way I know what I am is be authentic. Yeah. And that's a very easy statement. It's not always so easy to walk out though. And learning how to embrace all of you to be able to be happy with you and live differently.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it funny that living authentically is a challenge?
Yes, it is.
Because you expose yourself, right? You make yourself vulnerable when you are. You do. Yeah.
But the other thing that happens in that I noticed in my own life and my client's life is we have all these labels that have been placed on us or we've accepted or we've put on ourselves that have been trying to keep us safe. I do that in air quotes, but not necessarily does it help me be authentic.
Right.
One of the things, for example, in my own life, one of the things I always did when I was a child is I would make up plays so that I would be acting in it. Well, I had some things that happened to my life that made that, well, that's not safe. and then when I began to really begin to speak on stages and share with audiences, it was really hard to get rid of all of those labels that was put on me. And all of a sudden, one day I remember going, wow, when did I start having so much fun doing this? And learning how to get rid of those labels.
Well, let's back up. Let's unwind. Yes. A lot of the labels that are put on us are put on us from other people. Mm-hmm. And then we adopt those labels. So it becomes a belief of ours.
Yes.
What are beliefs, thoughts that we think over and over again, right? So these are labels that other people put on us. I always called it when I was working in public sector that I was pigeonholed. I was put into this pigeonhole because if I was put in that box and that box was full and they didn't have to think about it anymore, they were like, no, we're going to leave her there, even though I had so much more to provide, give, and expansion and things like that. So sometimes we get pigeonholed, but I allowed it. because I stayed in the little box for a while. And then I was like, hey, wait a minute, not happy in the box. So I got out of the box. But you have to be able to recognize that, right? So these labels that are put on us that we then adopt and put on ourselves, is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So these labels that we adopt are just that. It's and it's so funny that you said that is, you know, I went through, we all do, especially as coaches, we go through transformations. I call them life pivots, right? Mm-hmm. So one very extraordinary life pivot was I didn't like who I was becoming because I was trying to be what everybody else wanted me to be, as opposed to just being who I am. And when I saw resistance to who I am, it got fearful. So I didn't show who I was. So what I did was I put a wall in front of me. And what I discovered later is that not only did I put this really large brick wall in front of me, but I had a moat in another wall. That's how far away I kept people from myself. And then I was perplexed why people just didn't get me. Well, they didn't get a chance to get near me because I was so protected. Yeah. And that protection, actually, I was imprisoning myself by not being myself, and it wasn't fun. And one day I was just like, no, no more. I'm going to be who I am. Love me, don't love me, doesn't matter, for my good, bad, and ugly. Because we all have good, bad, and ugly, don't you think?
Yeah.
And that's, is that what you're talking about? Living vibrantly, living, you know, genuinely as yourself and taking the risk, being vulnerable.
Yes, it definitely does feel risky in the beginning.
Yeah.
But once, I know you can relate to this, once you get really beginning to live authentic, it's addictive. You don't want to do it any other way. And I don't know, when people say, you know, I'm in this box, and I'm like, well, who put you there?
Yeah.
You know, and most of the time we did, our own beliefs put us in the box for all kinds of good reasons at the time. And a lot of times we had to change some of our behavior depending upon what happened in our childhood, et cetera, to survive.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that we learn to survive that are no longer serving me to create who I want to be today and what I want to do today.
Yeah. And how cool is that? Is that we get to choose that every day. And a lot of people don't realize that. It's like, well, I'm stuck. Well, it's a choice. Stuck is a choice. And it's an okay choice if that's what you want to be. But we need to know and understand we have the option every single day. That's where that phrase, it's a new day, comes from. It's a new day. You could start it today. You can start it right now. You can start it in 5 minutes. Whatever you choose to do. Or if you want to be on that comfy couch, you could be on that comfy couch. My listeners hear me say this all the time. I'm more comfortable being uncomfortable now than I am being comfortable, because I know when I'm uncomfortable, I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm you know, finding new things, and it's exciting. When I'm comfortable, it's kind of boring for me. And I'm just like, yeah, no. I don't want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, grow. I want to learn and experience things, right? So that living vibrantly, living to who you are, is a really important thing. How does stress affect this in our lives? How does that affect people living vibrantly?
Well, it's interesting that I think a lot of times stress is a choice as well. And because, let me just use the word overwhelm. That's a very common word when we're talking about adversity and things going wrong in our life, is feeling overwhelmed. And I remember the day that I was on a call with my coach, and I'm like, I am so overwhelmed. And it was one of those transformational moments that you were talking about. And it was a phone call, but I wanted, in essence, somebody to hug me and say, I know it's so hard. You know, that's kind of what I felt like I needed and wanted. That's not what she did at all.
Yeah, sure. No, good for her.
No, she said, do you realize what you are believing when you're in overwhelm? And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't have a choice. It's just so much stress and all the stuff and da 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 da. And I'm on this, you know, roll.
Sure. Hamster wheel. Yep.
And we've all been there.
Sure.
And she said, whenever you're in overwhelm, you're picturing the outcome to be bad. That somehow you're going to fail. You're going to mess up. You're not going to do good enough. You're not enough. All of that, you are actually believing you are going to fail before you've ever begun.
Yeah.
because that's what creates overwhelm. And it was like a jaw-dropping moment. And like, I have a choice.
Yes.
I can choose what I'm going to believe, because most likely, if I'm believing that at the beginning of the day, something's going to go wrong. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. If you start stubbing your toe at the beginning of the day going, oh, this is going to be a bad day, I guarantee you it will be a bad day. But if you stub your toe and go, okay, I stubbed my toe, let's move on. It is what it is, right?
And so learning that there are ways that we can learn to choose to let go of other people's expectations, to let go of expectations we've set on ourselves. What does failure mean to you? All of those kind of things, to be able to look for gifts in adversity and learn how to grow through them. So yes, stress has a lot to do with what I am believing about the circumstances. The way that I word it is emotions are indicators of what I believe about me or the world. It could be either.
Sure.
So if I am afraid, I'm believing something about me or the world. And it is just, it isn't to say they're good or bad. They're just indicators of what I'm believing. And it gives me clues to sometimes hidden beliefs that I'm not aware of, that getting a coach and talking through that, because I wouldn't have been able to see that on my own.
Sure.
Well, and learning how to work through that so that we can live vibrantly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's emotions are great because they tell you you're out of alignment with who you are. So if you're having those overwhelmed feelings, or you're not going down that right path, you need to figure it out. Is it something from your past? Is it something current? Is it a belief that you have? We can change our beliefs like that. You know, again, it's just a thought we think over and over again. So moving that is all up to you. I've said that the difference between stuck and unstuck is just a belief of can. And it's only can or won't. There's no such thing as can't. Can't is really a won't. I won't do this. I won't change. I won't get unstuck. I'll stay in my little happy box, you know, and you and I decided, yeah, we don't want to do that. Let's move on. Let's try something else. I love one of the things you said, and I'm going to point this out to our listeners, is that, and I say this all the time, and you just corroborated with it, is any good coach has a coach. So if you ever go to a coach, I always encourage our listeners to please make sure your coach has a coach, because if they don't, typically they're not coachable. And it's not a good fit when that happens. You know, so I love that you said that you have a coach, and, you know, I have coaches as well. And it's really important, because it's like proofing a document that you write. You can't proof your own work, because you're already infusing the outcome that you think you're seeing on that page. And although that's a very de minimis way of saying it, it really is what happens, is you can't coach yourself. I can't coach myself. And I have the same moments where I'm calling up my coach. I'm like, what am I doing? I don't know. You know, and they're like, snap out of it. What is wrong with you? You know, it's like, I'm like, well, no, it's real important, because I liken it to swimming in a pool. When you're doing life, you're working in your business or doing life, you're treading water. And we're on the coping, coaches and what do they call them? Lifeguards. We're like the lifeguard on the coping, and we're looking in, and we can see shark in front, other things coming from behind. We can see all that. It's easier because we're also not emotionally attached to the outcome. You were talking before about overwhelmed, you know, having that overwhelmed. You were talking about stress as well. And the stress, I look at stress more as fear than stress. Stress is just a different word for fear, because we're stressing out. We're fearful of what the outcome is. We're fearful of what's going to happen. We're already being catastrophic instead of choosing to be catastrophic, which is positive. So that is a beautiful way to look at it and to work with people so that they can live a vibrant life. So the stress affects our life. It affects our choices, right? How do we overcome the painfulness and the pains we've had in our past? How do we overcome that? You know, like I was saying before, we pivot, right? We have these choices to make that we can change those things. But how do you suggest we do that?
Well, it isn't always as easy when there's trauma to simply pivot, but it still is a choice to be able to seek the resources that are available. For anyone who's followed me, you understand the trauma that I experienced as a child and as a teenager. And for those of you who haven't heard the story, I became a mother at the age of 15. And simply to say it wasn't consensual. So there's a lot of story that's involved in that. And so just to go back and tell my 15-year-old self, just to snap out of it, everything's going to be fine, is not, it's not doable. But I had recently someone say, Donna, when I was telling my story in depth, you're a walking miracle. And I smiled and thanked them. And then I thought as I was walking away, well, this miracle was one choice after another choice, after another choice, after another choice. It wasn't a suddenly. It was all of these little choices, choosing to believe, choosing to get up and do it again, choosing to know that somehow this is going to work out for my good. To begin to look down the road. So much of the time when we're in some kind of losing a job, losing a loved one, some kind of big disappointment or some serious trauma in your life, we get caught in the moment and I can't see down the road.
Yeah, it's hard.
And so keeping a bigger picture and realizing if your life is a book, let this be a page, a paragraph, at the most a chapter, and turn the page. And choose to create that this isn't going to be forever. Make those little daily choices to choose life, not depression or death, as I put it, and be able to know that this is not forever. If we were driving, if our life was a car and I'm driving it down the road, looking in the rearview mirror, I'm not going to get very far.
Yep.
Before I crash. But that's the way we a lot of times drive our life, is looking at our past mistakes or trauma or things, and we need to process them. But if I continue to look at them as my vision, I'll go off the road.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of times that, yep.
Also, there's a reason why the rearview mirror is a lot smaller than the
absolutely
the windshield, is because that's the past, and we can't change the past, but we learn from it. And all these experiences, everything I've experienced, good, bad, and ugly in my past, has made me the person that I am today. I wouldn't be the person today if I didn't have those choices. I wouldn't be the person today if I didn't have those challenges. You know, we have a lot of similarity and challenges and things like that. So having those choices in the past, albeit not fun, and everything can't be fun, you know, and roses, but we can make those choices to not be a victim. We can make those choices to make a different direction, take a different direction in our road. But we always have the right to make those changes. So I love the car example that you use, the analogy, because it's so true. We'll crash if we're constantly looking behind us because we're not looking ahead. But we can learn from what happened behind us, right? That's why history is so important. History is really important. We can't change history because we need to look and learn from it. And if we do, it may change slowly. And us as women, we know that it changes very slowly, but it's okay. We're part of that change. We're part of the, breaking the glass ceiling. We're part of letting the next generation have a little bit more than we had. And I love the fact that we're always forward looking. And wouldn't it be nice if everybody could look forward in an anastrophic way? But for some reason, and maybe you can answer this, Donna, why are we such a catastrophic society? What is it about us that we need to have like all this drama? I don't understand.
Well, you know that I don't specifically have the answer to that.
Philosophically,
I think it comes from the near, is if I can prepare for the worst, then the worst won't happen and I'll be okay. We know from our own lives, that's not the case.
Yeah.
Preparing for the worst does not help me to have a better life. And it doesn't, and that's rearview mirror thinking. It's like, this happened before, it'll probably happen again. I need to prevent that from happening. And then it happens again. And you're like baffled. Why did this happen again? I prepared for it. So trying to prevent problems from happening by looking at the problems doesn't work. It's similar to my son rode a motorcycle. And wherever you put your eyes, your bike follows.
Yes.
And so if you look at the side of the road, you will find yourself off the road. And that's the what, but you think by looking at the side of the road, I won't go off the road, but it's not true. And so learning where you put your eyes, you will follow. Your life will follow. And so preparing for the worst doesn't get me out of it at all.
Yeah, that's called fixation on a bike because I ride motorcycles and you get fixated and then all of a sudden it's like, here's a pole. Oh God, I'm going to hit the pole. Well, yeah, I'm fixated on it, so you're going to. So when we get back from our break, I really want to dive into that. How do we stop that? You know, this is something that you know we're not supposed to do it, but how do we stop that? But we're going to take a small break. You're listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann. We're going to jump off, take a break. We'll come right back with Donna and we're going to continue this really, really cool conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann. I am Lori Ann Kasdia. If you'd like to be a guest or lift up your business, product, or not-for-profit, or if you have questions or comments, we would love to hear from you. Email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. That's healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And so we are speaking today with Donna Tashjian. She is from Vibrant Living, is the founder, actually, of Vibrant Living International. She, like I, are international speakers, and we go around the world, and we try to lift everybody up that we can talk to and touch. I know that's what you do too, but we were just talking in the first half about, you know, we fixate on things. We go back and we keep repeating it. And then we're so surprised. It's like, why does this keep happening? And it's because we keep looking at it in a certain way. We fixate on it. So how do we stop that habit of fixation?
Well, the easiest step is to begin to create a vision of what you want instead. It's what would you like to have instead? Instead of, let's pretend it's not great relationships. And I focus on, I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to get hurt. And I keep getting hurt. And your brain does not understand, don't. And you're looking for, without realizing it, someone that's negative. So begin to focus on what you want. Instead of saying, I don't want that, say, I want a healthy, caring, honest relationship. And that's what I'm going to pursue. And you begin to, affirmations, the words you speak are life-changing. What are you saying? What are you thinking about? What you were talking about? Your thoughts become, thoughts are just beliefs you repeated over and over again. And so by saying affirmations, which is one of the books that I wrote, is 30 days of positive affirmations. And they're different every day. Yes. So, you know, there's that is, and it's called the key to transform your life, because the words you speak are the biggest key, because that's what I believe. That's what I end up believing by saying it repeatedly. So create a vision for where you, what you actually do want, not what you don't want. But that is the first step, is getting that bigger picture I was talking about in the first part, is that vision. What do you do want? What will it be like? What would it feel like? Get emotive on the description and create a vision, which is one of the things that I find my clients have the hardest time in the beginning doing. I only have known what I don't want. I don't know how to tell you what I do want.
Well, the cool thing is you need to understand what you don't want to understand what you do want.
Yes.
So we have to go through this process. Yes. We have to understand that, okay, that I don't want that anymore. So you don't call that in anymore. And you know, it's learning how to overcome disappointments in life. And that's actually one of the programs that you offer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's called Turn Your Baggage into Luggage. So you can have the life you've dreamed. And we all have all different kinds of baggage. We've all had disappointment and pain. I don't know of any human being that hasn't had that kind of stuff in their life. And so the steps, the things that I'm sharing today are part of the workshops, the free workshops that I hold. Of course, it's longer, as well as the coaching program, but learning to be able to create the vision of what you do want to, what would I want my life to look like? And that's not usually a question that we sit and think about. I didn't before. It's like, but learning how to create that. Another really important part of creating vision is actually processing the past. And I call that having compassion for others and yourself. Perhaps another word would be forgiveness, is learning how to forgive yourself and others allows me to be free to create a vision of what I do want.
So I want to ask you this question. Don't mean to interrupt, but I want to ask you this question. So we don't want to fixate on our past, mm-hmm. but how do we process through the past without fixating on it so we can get to the future? That's a question I get all the time. So how do you answer that, Donna?
Well, it isn't done overnight, but a big key is forgiveness. And forgiveness is what I was about to say, and that's a great question for clarity, is what I was about to go into is forgiveness is very misunderstood of what that actually is. First of all, forgiveness is not an emotion. I don't have to feel like it to forgive. Forgiveness is a choice of our will. Emotions catch up. Remember what I say, my emotions follow. So as I begin to say, and forgiveness sets me free. I know if we called it real estate in our mind, I'm no longer giving that event or person or situation real estate in my mind. It no longer has control over me. I release
all the time.
I let it go. And so learning how to understand that it doesn't mean that what they did or it was okay. It doesn't mean that they have to be even sorry. It just means you're deciding to release it and let it go. And I spend a lot of time working with people on processing that, on how that looks like. One of the tips that helped me is when it has been a deeper situation, something traumatic in people's lives, is forgiveness. I can forgive today at the level that I'm able. And let's say something happens a little ways down the road and I feel all the anger, all the triggers, all of the things all over again. The way I like to describe it is forgiveness is like an onion. I peel a layer, I forgive, I cry, I process, and I move down the road. I quit looking at it anymore. And then something happens, brings it up, and I forgive. Instead of saying, oh, I'm still a mess, I'm never going to get over this, just forgive it deeper. Just go, I forgive more today because you're ready. And so learning how to do that and walk that through is life-changing. You combine your vision with the words you speak and forgiveness, and you can overcome any adversity.
Yeah, agreed. That's so sage. I love that process that you really do. You can't necessarily like overnight forgive. It's like an overnight success. No such thing. Took somebody to have 20 years of experience to get that overnight success. And so we always, you know, everybody else's life looks always so perfect, especially now with social media. That's stuff you see up there. It's the land of make-believe, right? Mm-hmm. So you just have to really look and keep your eyes on your own page is what I say. And it's similar to the oxygen mask in the air. You know, the airlines, mm-hmm. when it drops down, you have to put yours on first. So the same thing with forgiveness, you have to forgive so that you can move on. The lack of forgiving keeps you stuck in that moment. Yes. And until you release it or a little bit at a time, whatever you're able to do. I know that some things that had happened in my past, I was holding on to. And once I released it, now I'm so grateful because, but for those experiences, I wouldn't be who I am today. And, you know, I'm so happy and grateful that I am where I am. I get to serve the people I get to serve. I know you do as well. You had a lot of forgiving to do as well, right?
I
had a lot of experience that was, let us just say, challenging, not putting it mildly, but you got beyond it. And what was your, inspiration to get beyond it? What was that turning point, that point that you were like, no more, I'm done? Because we all have those moments.
We are going back a few years for me when that was all happening. I had a strong faith in God, even as a teenager. And so when this occurred, this was before internet, before social media, before cell phones. And so when I was isolated, I was truly isolated. You know how we stay home now and we're still connected to the world? Well, that wasn't the case.
Yep.
And so,
well, I remember, girl.
Yes. And so the only thing I had was God. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have anybody around me. And so to me, that gave me it. I thought it was awful. I mean, what teenager wants to be isolated, right? Sure. But now looking back on it, I laid a foundation of learning how to forgive and to build that faith in God in a way that I would not have without that adversity.
Yeah. And it helped you through that next step. And
absolutely.
If we're looking for it, I look for those, you know, you said you were peeling the onion back and you're doing the forgiveness and then something happens and it brings it right back up and you get those feelings again. And I look at that as challenges from Universe, God, Source, to just say, are we ready? Are we going to, you know, take that next step? And we are never given something that we're not able to handle, which sometimes there are days that I sit there and go, really? I thought I handled enough, didn't want to handle more. but we are never given anything that we don't have the support for and to be able to handle ourselves with support, obviously. So that's why it's so important. What's your why? Why do you coach? Why do you do what you do?
It's who I am. As long as I can remember, I would remember being in my 20s and having women that were 20 years older than me coming and talking to me. And they're like, I've never told anyone this. It's just part of who I am. Trying to figure out how to do that so that I'm making the biggest impact has been the biggest part of my journey. Learning how to support people and to grow is part of who I am. I do. It just happens everywhere I go, whether it was intentional or not.
You too. I you know, I'm sure you have people just talk to you.
Yeah, it just, yes.
Just throw up their lives. And I was yes. Like, all right, we're going to do this.
Yeah. It happens all the time. And the phrase, I've never told anyone this. I've heard that a lot. And it's watching people to help them to overcome adversity, to be who they authentically are and live vibrantly. It's why I get up every day. It's just who I am. It's what I'm doing.
I think that's beautiful. And so one thing I noticed behind you is, and it's a signature and everything you'll see, everything that I have has a monarch butterfly on it. I noticed your monarch back there. I keep getting fixated on that, talking about fixation. I was like, oh, she's a monarch butterfly as well. Because one of my companies, Monarch Luminaries. So it's transformational light leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's a group of women who get together and we're here to change the world together. Right. So, but I love it. What's the significance of monarchs to you?
That's transformation. Right,
for people who don't know. Yeah. Transformation.
Yes. Transformation. When you think you're just a one thing and you can actually become a butterfly, it's the whole transformation that's possible through that process.
Yeah. The thing in the process, I always say the hardest part is, you know, when they're transforming, that's the painful part. Mm-hmm. And that's when we're in a pivotal moment. We have an opportunity to choose between staying where we are and moving on. And from our biggest tragedies or challenges come our biggest opportunities for change. So that's why I love the monarch butterfly as well, because they go through quite the transformation. So yes. When I'm thinking and having my pity poor me parties, which we all have at one time or another, I think about that and go, okay, somebody else is having a far worse day than I am right now. So stop it. So I probably should stop watching, share, snap out of it. But you can't. Sometimes you can't snap out of it. And you have to really look at the tools and get people around you like yourself, like coaches who teach you to live vibrantly, because don't you find a lot of people don't live vibrantly? They're just kind of going through the motions, right?
Yeah. You know, the saying said that, let's say you're 20 years old and you live to 70, you don't live another 50 years. Most people live 1 year 50 times. It's the same repeated year, just a little older.
Yeah.
And so learning how to believe it's possible. And, you know, that board thing, how many people I hear say, is this all there is? You know, and so learning
not enough
to,
time for all there is. Right.
Oh, but that's how not what their experience is at that moment.
Yeah, exactly. How do you live your life vibrantly? What signifies that for you?
It involves what I'm doing here, speaking and coaching people. I have been married 38 years. So it's spending time with my hubby, and I have 3 kids and 7 grandchildren. So there's a lot of family things. I have 2 puppy dogs. I'm developing a walking prayer garden that's flowers and all kinds of things. So there's just lots of different things that I am creating and developing so that I can love my life. And it's just wonderful every day.
Because you get to do what you want to do and you get to do what you love to do, right?
And I add the word I'm choosing in there as well, because I am choosing, not just getting to. And I'm really big on words. Whenever I say I have to and I all those kinds of things, it's like I'm choosing to love my life.
I always change my have to's to get to.
Yeah,
I always change my have to's to get to, because I get to do what I do every day, and it's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And we love it. It's funny, any coach that I speak to who's, you know, wonderful like you, it's just that. It's the we get to do this. We get to talk to people. We get to reach out to so many lives and hopefully change a little bit and have some little piece and part of their changes for the positive and help them see life the way we are seeing it. It's really not rose-colored glasses. It's really what is there. We're just seeing it. You know, we've changed our lenses. I say this is let's change the lens. Let's look at it a different way. And when people do that, when they readjust, and people are very malleable to that, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And they just really, they want it so much. They want to believe. And when they do, it happens. Belief is a very important thing, really important thing. And having a higher power, I think, is really important as well. I refer to God as source for my life, but and you refer to your higher power as God, I believe you said. So it's it's real important, because they are around, and we do have this connection. And you know, doing the meditations and things like that is really important. And that element of forgiveness, I love that you brought that element of forgiveness in. It's so, so important to forward motion, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And how do you use that, you know, in your vibrant living courses that you offer and free webinars that you offer? How do you work that forward?
Well, it's part of all of the program. It's part of the foundational part of helping people to understand forgiveness. And it's part of my, forgiveness for me is a daily practice. Is there anyone that I need, any situation that I need to forgive? Because there's constant irritations, if you will, in life, of things that we can be irritated about that didn't go the way we want. And so just having it part of your daily practice of, after you've processed your past, have it continually be a cleansing of anything that, so your heart stays pure. And that I want my heart to be pure, that anytime anybody encounters me, they feel love. That they feel genuine, someone believing in them and seeing the possibilities for them. And so to me, forgiveness keeps my heart that way in all areas.
Yeah, you definitely ooze love. You can see that you have that aura as well. It's just, you know, the kindness is just very apparent. That just comes across. The overcoming disappointments in life. I know that that's one of your programs. You have another program, Learning How to Share Your Life. What was the second program that you have?
The first is called Turn Your Baggage into Luggage.
Right.
And then the second one is called Life by Design, Not by Default. And that was part of the little bit that I gave the analogy of living the same life 50 times. Yeah. It's like, how can I, because if we just don't do anything, we'll be another year older.
Yep.
And yep. You know, another year will happen. But if I create a life on purpose by design, instead of just letting whatever happens, happens, and I'll just have to figure it out and cope with it. There are ways to create it on purpose. And so that's what that one is about.
Absolutely. That's great. So turning your baggage into luggage, life by design, not by default, ivibrantliving.com. You're just amazing, Donna. Donna Taskin. And we can see you all over the place. I know you speak all over the place. And if you're interested in working more with Donna, please reach out to her at ivibrantliving.com. Or you can reach out to us at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. We'll connect you up with Donna. Donna, any last words for our listeners?
The last thing I have to think about is one of my favorite things my coach said to me is to get up every day and proceed as if success is inevitable. And if we come from that place, we will make better choices, right connections, and the right support. I think everyone should have a coach. Yes. Anyone who wants to achieve more in life should have support. So, but get up every day and proceed as if success is inevitable.
Love it. That's beautiful. Fantastic. And success is inevitable for each of us. Mindset, my people, mindset. We talk about that. Donna, thank you so much for being here. ivibrantliving.com. Reach out to Donna Taskin. She is like the bomb, as you heard. Thank you so much for being here today. And thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I hope we have earned the privilege of your time. Again, I want to thank our guest today, Donna Taskin, Vibrant, ivibrantliving.com. And if you're looking for a business coach, accountability strategy, directing, or a sounding board, someone to help streamline your business or more, just give us a call here at Healthy Lifestyle or at LDC Strategies. We'd love to see you soar to success. 516-983-3591. In the meantime, thank you for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. Look for our show next Saturday. Until next time, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you again, Donna.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.